Daddy, you probably just heard me say part of the sentence because the tape went over and I couldn't, and you probably heard in the middle of the sentence. And so I'll say it all over again. A Saturday night, no, it was Saturday morning, I took my white blanket in the room, in the family room, and I found Eric on the couch, and so I put the blanket over him, and he started shivering. That's why I did. And he was really cold, and he was shaking. Cuckoo Plug's gonna cuckoo in 5 minutes. He's gonna make 9 cuckoos. You may be able to hear it if I still have something to say. It might still be on, and it might still be cuckooing. And I'm gonna go over there by the table now so you could hear it. I just moved the tape recorder over to the table, and it doesn't cuckoo for to the very last second. At any second now, the clock's gonna cuckoo, and so I'll let you hear it. If it cuckoos, it should cuckoo any second now. I'll turn the tape off until it cuckoos. Daddy, here goes now. That was just the cuckoos of the clock that you just heard. And I may not be able to talk anymore. The reason I talk longer is because Mommy always writes letters and Jeffrey doesn't like to talk hardly anymore. He's talking on the phone, so probably sounded funny because she was talking to somebody, until somebody's mother. I don't want to talk anymore, so maybe Mommy will talk for the rest of the tape, and maybe I'll say one more thing. I have to go to school now, and so I'll probably be talking on the next tape that we're going to send. Bye-bye.
Hi, Howie. Well, it's now 9:15, and both of the boys have gone to school. I've really come down with a humdinger of a cold. And the kids have a cold also, but they're not as bad as I am. I called Jules last night, and he had some Sudafed that Grace brought over, and I'm really taking that with aspirin and just hope to God that I get rid of this crappy thing before Saturday. I really should, though, if I stay in and take care of myself. I'm just cleaning house this morning, and I plan just to run out this afternoon to see Mom, which I probably shouldn't do, but I won't get near her. But I haven't been since Wednesday because I've been so darn busy trying to clear everything else up. As you already know, we went to Judy and Stuart's last night, and there were 24 of us over there. Her mom is in town from Chicago visiting, so she had the Ravens and the Buckleys and your folks and all the kids. And what a difference being at a lovely home, just as lovely as you know whose, and not a word is said, and kids are running and screaming and playing ball in the house and doing everything else, and she was just as relaxed as could be, and it was such a nice evening. We didn't get home till almost 9 o'clock. I decided to feed Ekipu around 4 o'clock before I left, and yeah, it was really a good idea because he would have just been starving. And I would have been a nervous wreck if he hadn't have been fed. But this way it worked out fine. And you know, it's very strange, but when I get up in that area, either at the Lastons or the Buckleys or Judy Raffles, and believe me, it was the furthest thing from my mind when I was sitting there last night, I got asthma, Howard, so bad, and I hadn't been laughing or anything. She has a dog, which I am not supposed to be allergic to, but I think it's some of the, perhaps some of the grasses up there that might be different, or some of the pollens or trees. A lot of the trees are in bloom now, and I was so grateful that I remembered that you had stuck in an atomizer in the car, because I was just going to tell the boys, let's go home because I can't breathe. And then I remembered it, and so I went outside and used it, and oh, God, it was so great. It was like a shot of marijuana or something. She had the whole dinner catered from Nate and Al's, which is a delicatessen on Beverly Drive in Beverly Hills. And she had corned beef and tongue and turkey and rare beef and cheeses and potato salad and pickles. And remember all that weight I lost? Well, Howie, I've got it all back. So you're just going to have to love me roly-poly. Okay, booby? I want to have everything around here washed and ironed up so when your dad comes, the kids will have enough clothes to last the entire time that I'm gone. And I think that if I keep it up every day now, at least through this week, I should be in pretty good shape by Saturday. Would you believe that I haven't even started to pack yet? I think today I'm going to bring in the suitcases. I know all the dresses I'm bringing, and I'm not really bringing that many. But I've got to take out my underwear and all that jazz. And I'm going to bring, even though you tell me not to bring anything, I'm going to bring your black slacks and your black V-neck sweater and a white shirt and some underwear like you had requested. If you don't wear it, fine, but at least you'll have another outfit. I know you want to have several things made, and that's great, but how, you can't get them made in one day, and you're going to get awful tired of that black suit, and so am I, if you're going to wear it for 7 days in a row. But if you get stuff made, and they do make it fast, well, great, but at least you'll have another outfit. I've been having such insomnia last week because I had so many things that were undone that finally, Saturday night, I took some Phenobarb and got a good night's sleep. I felt so much better yesterday, except we all started sneezing and coughing and the drippy noses, and even Jeff coughed about 10 minutes last night around 1 o'clock, and I've been leaving the heater even on at night, which I hate to do. I thought, well, maybe the kids are getting cold at night. But that really doesn't seem to make much difference. He coughed, and I got up with him, and he had to go to the bathroom, and would you believe he was dry this morning, and he was so thrilled. Gary got up at 6 o'clock this morning and put on all green for St. Patrick's Day. I mentioned to Jerry last night again about the property tax and was asked him what his opinion was again. I remembered I had mentioned it to him, but really couldn't honestly remember what he said, and all he seemed to say was, well, you just have to pay the 6% penalty, and it's not really such a big deal making 10%, but that was just his opinion also. The weather again today is absolutely beautiful. Just a minute, there goes the damn phone. That was Arlene for only the second time today, and now it's only 9:20. She wanted to know where I was leaving the kids today when I went to the hospital because she wants them. Oh, shit, Howard, every time I talk to that girl, I could just puke, and I know you're tired of hearing it.